have to ask you a question. I just got completely distracted.
Oh,
did you just
shocking.
Spray? Did you just spray something that smells like butter?
No, it is. I love this yogurt. This is my new favorite yogurt. It's the, is it Siggy's or Siggy's?
She's having cigarette yogurt.
Yeah, exactly.
After one of them,
these
it's like,
how are you? That blueberry was delicious.
These are my Siggy's. It's Siggy's vanilla and cinnamon. I love to smoke a clove, if you know what I mean.
That definitely doesn't smell like a dot.
it smells like grandma.
No, it actually has a really nice smell. It's like a buttery smell.
Yeah.
It's like a fresh butter.
It's Siggy's vanilla and cinnamon.
Siggy's. What a terrible name for yogurt.
Or is it Siggy's?
You want a Siggy's?
Why do all these weird yogurts, like the Fage, why do they all have this weird pronunciation?
I don't know.
And on the side of this, does it have the pronunciation? Because on the Fages, it does. But I think it's Fage.
Siggy's, short for cigarette yogurt.
Yeah. No.
All right, whatever. The side note completely distracted me, but it smells delicious. What kind is it? Not Siggy's, you idiot. I'm talking about the flavor.
You guys, did I not just say it?
No, you didn't.
I did.
You said Siggy's.
Twice.
No, you didn't.
Did
you
twice.
What'd you say?
Vanilla and cinnamon.
I'm an idiot. You did not say vanilla and cinnamon. Shut up.
Vanilla and cinnamon.
All right, I got a theoretical question for you.
Okay.
No, in all seriousness, you gotta think this through with me.
Okay.
Okay. Junior's younger. Okay, this is when he had spunk and fire and was like able to do it.
4 or 5, yeah.
Okay.
We're going out all the time.
Now, he's out.
Like, I take him out of the town. He wears a tuxedo. He orders me a nice glass of Chardonnay.
You'd do it.
Anyway, yes, I would.
So you're out. You're at a park. He's a little bit off his leash. Mm-hmm. He's running around, grabbing different things. He likes the sticks. He likes this. Yeah. All of a sudden, he walks up to you with an unexploded military weapon. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute, because you know how dogs go. You go to reach for it, they run that way. You go over there, they run this way. They think you're playing with them.
Yes.
Would you bet? I'm thinking about this with Ginger, too, because she loves to play fetch. She got these little tiny tennis balls this big, but imagine if it was a grenade she dug up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you reach down to try to get it, or would you be like, you're on your own, dog. You just picked up a grenade.
Oh, my God, no. I would save Ginger's life. So here's what I would
do. But it would blow your arm clear off. And blow him to smithereens, potentially.
I think that my natural reaction, which is probably similar to what you do for even your children, but I think your natural human reaction anyway, and that I think this would be anyone, is to reach for it, grab it, save him. You know, put Junior in any situation.
Yeah.
A dynamite in his mouth or him running across the street.
Like it's a cartoon.
Doesn't matter. I'm still either running, reaching, trying to save. It's just my natural reaction.
All right, listen to this.
Even if
okay,
I'm going
to die.
Okay, is
this live? You panic, and then you drop it. You couldn't really tell what it was until you started to pull it up. And then once I got it like halfway out, I was like, oh, I know what this is. Let me just gently put this back down.
Huh. Literally, it happened in Florida.
Gently put it back down.
You know.
Throw it.
yeah,
that's what they do in the movies.
I know. You're right. So just throw it. Get it out. And then all of a sudden, after you throw it, you're just sort of sitting there. You're like, okay, now, Junior, I'm glad you didn't hold on to that because...
Oh, yeah. I can't throw it, though, because then he's going to chase it. But that was a stupid answer.
You know, I went right along with you, though.
So we're going to have to, I'm going to have to hide it under my shirt because that's
oh
how
Oh, my God, you're going to die.
And then I'm going to have to go somewhere and then set it down and then run away.
Hiding it from him. You are so dead at this point.
You have to, though, because he's going to want to
I know.
Grab it.
They do.
So you have to run. So you have to run with it under your shirt, then set it somewhere like high in a tree.
You know what's terrifying? You've actually thought this all the way through.
I did.